I really don't have anything to talk about. It's already been said, but usually when you start talking, it starts to flow, you know. It's pretty wild how there's a secret society of whatever they are, cults, Wiccans, witches, isms, I don't know, underground. What it looks like to me is there's this cult of sadistic people out there. There's like a sadistic cult. And I guess that's what the narcissist is. They're just sadistic to the hill, you know. And so that sadistic cult is really Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21, the flesh mind to the hill, you know. They're sadist. And their goal is money. The love of money is the root of all evil, right? So if they're sadist, they're trying to bring somebody under submission or subjection or confusion for money. It's all about image and outward show and money. They might look good on the outside, but if you go inside, if you cross their threshold, they're kind of crazy. They might look good on the outside, but you go inside and sit on the couch, talk to them for a while, and they start to reveal that they're a little bit off, mentally off. And I look back over my life, and the people who drank, you know, the most, they were kind of sadistic, you know. I guess they try to get rid of that old sadistic nature by drinking, I don't know. But the sadist, on the verge of real evil, you know, they're already evil, but they're on the verge of really evil. If you just read Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21, sorcery, witchcraft, drunkenness, pharmakia, pharmacy, drugs, and it leads down to murder. It actually, if you read Galatians 5, 19, 20, 21, you actually see the progression of the person, and they usually lead. It leads to murder, you know. They've embodied evil at the top, in little bits, and then it starts to build up. And since they don't have the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, they just keep going spiraling downward. Variants, emulations, fighting, arguing, pride, ego, money, greed, image, outward show, impressing other people. I mean, why do you care about the 3D and impressing people in the 3D? This 3D is the easy button. You just go to work and go home. That's it. You go to work, you go home, mind your own business. If you have to eat some beans and rice for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, okay. Get you some Campbell's soup and some crackers, peanut butter and jelly. If you have to do that for 60 days, so be it. A little bit of sacrifice, it might be good for your body. Fasting, eating less, drinking less. But everybody wants their desires filled. No matter how evil they have to be, they're going to get those desires filled no matter what, you know. And so when I talk about Genesis 3, Eve believed the lie. She ate the lie. The apple is the lie, you know. The world, the flesh, the pride of life. I'm going to get mine. And that's what I've actually heard people say that in the past, a long time ago. I haven't heard that saying in about 15 years, but 15, 20 years. I'm going to get mine. you get yours, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine. In other words, what they're saying is they'll throw anybody under the bus they can to get what they think they deserve. And the ones that say it, if you watch them over a period of time, and I have watched one that said something like that over a period of time, and they do get theirs, and they get paid back consequences that are off the roof. Their mind kind of goes insane. They go into legalism, think they're smarter than everybody else. Another key is, instead of a win-win, they see life as a win-lose. I saw somebody, her mind was win-lose instead of win-win. I even asked her, I said, do you look at life as a win-win or a win-lose? She said, it's not possible for it to be a win-win. And I'm sitting here thinking, say what? That told me what kind of person she was right there, and I walked away from her. It's not possible for it to be a win-win, is what she said. One can take down 1,000, two can take down 10,000. That told me how selfish she was. She didn't want somebody else to have an advantage over her. She could ride the shirt tails of somebody, but to her, that's a win-lose. There's a lot of people still think that way. They think life is win-lose. Greatest among you is a servant. So how can life be a win-lose if Jesus said the greatest among you is a servant? The fat cat sitting in their little penthouse office usually destroy themselves. They end up losing their humility. They end up losing their health. They end up losing their mind. They end up living in fear. They usually end up thinking they're their own God. It's really sad. I've very rarely seen team players. I have seen it, but it's rare, where everybody on the ship is a team player. Most people are out for themselves. They're not there for the team. They're not there for the family. They're not there for anybody but themselves. And they don't consider the needs, desires, thoughts, personality of the other person. It's all about me, 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 me. And you can't build a business that way. You can't build a family that way. You can't build anything, a church or anything. And so if it's all about them, I got this tailgater behind me. It's all about him. And I put the flashes on and he backs off about 50 feet, 100 feet, 200 feet. He was sleeping. He was asleep. Now he's awake. Put your caution lights on and they wake up. Not everybody does. Some people get mad. It's all right. They're really mad at themselves, to be honest. Most people are mad at themselves, but they won't take it out on somebody else. I'm kind of mad at myself for believing people had a good intentions, but 99% of the people have evil intentions, and they talk a good talk. And if you give somebody the benefit of the doubt, and then you find out, oh, man, why did I give them any wiggle room? They're pure evil. That's a person's pure evil, and they told you they were pure evil, and, you know, still... See, the narcissist and the evil person, the psychopath. They have to tell you what they are because it's the universe. And if you listen to their words and not their flattery, you can see it. Flattery versus truth, you know. You can pick up on it.